I am an unapologetically constitutional Republican, conservative. I believe in the family. I believe in the nucleus of the family and what it stands for. I believe in our children and the education that's required to give to them as their inheritance, their proper inheritance. I stand firm in defending the Constitution, if you haven't heard. My message is a message of defiance, to be honest. In the face of an emerging society trend whose aim is to suppress our liberties and freedoms through mandates, shaming, and bully tactics. I am here to replenish the ranks of political soldiers whose only purpose was to protect our freedoms, not the bureaucracy that we see. I will not fit in with the bureaucracy, as you can see. I did not aspire to be this way, to run for this office. I didn't aspire to walk in strange lands and talk to strangers who now I call friends. You can't volunteer for this fight. I wasn't asked by party masters and people who've served for 30 years. I was called to this, and my spirit was provoked in this endeavor. My wife, school board meetings, frustrated. Employees who I've come up through the trade, fired. Why? Didn't take a vaccine. My children, too, with speech impediments, frustrated. Showing signs of aggression because no one can understand them behind the mask. And getting in trouble in school because they take it off. Nurses protesting. Medical freedoms trampled on. Religious freedoms. Churches closed. People, I'm here to tell you, I am the product of a broken system. Social fractures. And whether I am elected or not, I hope you hear me. I get emotional about this. It doesn't matter, win, lose. What matters is the fight, and are you in it? Or are you on the sidelines? Ask those who fought in Bunker Hill and Breed's Hill when they ran out of ammo. But they were winning, and we are winning. Vote for me, May 3rd. Thank you.